This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning. It is 4 minutes after 9 o'clock. Time now for WSMI Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffee, Irving, and Fillmore. Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. The Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville and Hillsboro. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. And now on Sports Saturday, here's Tim Mines and everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Good morning, guys.
Terry
morning.
Tom, good morning. And the first Saturday of April, the year is flying by, and we had a lot of great high school baseball on the radio this past week. And finally, the back end of the week, we actually got what you classify as baseball weather.
Oh, gosh, it was great yesterday at the Litchfield-Hillsboro game. Oh, man, it was beautiful. And then about the third or fourth inning, the wind really died down, and it was just, oh, gosh, it was just perfect. It was beautiful.
And topped that off with a great ball game.
It was a great ball game. It was a very nice ball game, yeah. Those are the kind of games that you like to have, those close ball games. And of course, the toppers won at the bottom of the seventh with a base hit from Teakin and drove home the winning run.
And kudos to whoever the guy is who schedules games for WSMI, because we had three outstanding baseball games on the radio this week.
Well, it's always better to be lucky than good.
We were both this week.
We were both this week, yes, yes.
That's a good combination, lucky and good. That works well.
And
the back end of that saying is, it's always best to be lucky and good.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But Terry, it was obviously a great ball game at Hillsboro yesterday, but there was also a very special cause going on as well.
Yeah, they had their cancer awareness ball game, and we've seen this in volleyball and basketball in recent years. And I think this, I don't know if this is the first or second year they've done it for baseball, but certainly it's something that's taken hold. And boy, the Hillsboro Sports Complex, the park was packed yesterday. Not only did they have the high school baseball game, they had a JV baseball game, then they had the girls softball game going on at the same time. So,
and as far as sports complexes go, that's about as good as there is in the area. I mean, it is just a fabulous place to watch a ball game.
Well, you know, there are a couple of larger complexes, and Loveless Park comes to mind, Carlinville, Hillsboro Sports Complex, are two that come to mind right off the bat, Kingsbury Park District and Greenville. So, you know, there are some good facilities around, and when you just have a nice day, you know, and you can sit there without your jacket on now, and watch a ball game. It's just a really neat thing. Is you get some fresh air, get some sunshine. Heck, we all need sunshine. I mean,
how many years has that Hillsboro Sports Complex been around now?
Longer than you think.
Yeah,
longer than you think. Yeah.
And time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does.
And the nice thing about not only the Hillsboro Sports Complex but Litchfield and all the rest of them, they build them and they've managed to maintain them or even upgrade them a little over the years, so it makes it great for the fans to go and watch the ball game as well as the athletes out on the field.
And you know, a lot of times people get behind building a complex, but then when it's time to maintain the complex, suddenly everyone just disappears. But at Hillsboro, I mean, they have really done a fabulous job of maintaining that facility.
Well, the neat thing about it is, for so many years, you know, generally the spring sports, the baseball and the softball fields, well, just anywhere we found a little area, we're going to throw a ballpark in.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's not the case. They've got actually fields specifically for softball, specifically for baseball. A lot of them are lighted anymore. So, you know, it's kind of nice to have.
And the beautiful thing about the Hillsboro Sports Complex was it was put on a piece of land where was basically being used for nothing.
Yeah,
it was an old smelter grounds, and you know, they had a lot of work to do on it. But
an old what?
Kudos,
smelter
oh, where okay. they, you know, and kudos to the gentleman who went forward with it and made it what it is today. And it's a great place to.
They basically took a lemon and made lemonade out of it.
That's right. Yeah,
and they're still expanding, and they've put in some additional parking area. They're building another concession stand, adding to the soccer area. They're trying to get lights for the soccer field. So, you know, there's still a lot of things going on.
Well, and it's a complex that lets you do that, Terry, because they have the available land there to expand.
Yeah.
And they put some other things out there in the industrial park and made quite a area out of it. But if you build something, you better build it with the intention of being able to expand. And they have that.
So yesterday, Hillsborough defeated Litchfield 4-3 in a game you heard on WQSMI FM 106. There were some other good games around the area yesterday. Greenville defeated Carlinville 7-3. Southwestern over Staunton 6-3. Gillespie got past Roxana 3-1. Morrisonville over Nokomis 3-2. And Bunker Hill defeated Edinburgh 10-7. And Uncle Ralph, we've really had a lot of close baseball games here in the early part of the season. And that's not necessarily always the case at the high school level.
And you would think that maybe we're just a few games into the season, Tim, but you would think that maybe that tells us that we're going to have a pretty good year of parity in the local teams, because they seem to all be Hillsborough-Litchfield yesterday, 4-3, game decided in the bottom of the seventh inning. And by the way, Tietken got the hit that won the game. So, Grandma Tietken, I hope you're listening this morning, because your grandson was a big hero yesterday in Hillsborough. But it looks like it could be a pretty good year in the South Central.
Two lefties started yesterday, Tom Mazzoli for Hillsborough and Kevin Young for Litchfield. And, you know, we just don't see that very often when you have two left-handers starting.
So. Well, something we haven't seen very often recently for Hillsborough is a right-handed pitcher. They don't have it.
Yeah. No.
You know, I got all these schools looking for left-handed pitching. Hillsborough's got them all.
Rumor has it Stewie goes around when the babies are born and puts a ball in their left hand. That's the rumor that's going around.
That's not the only rumor going around about Stewie.
I don't know
that's
Stewie.
That's the best one.
Yeah, I don't know that Stewie would do that. First off, I would have a little doubt about that. Does he really know which is his left hand?
Hey, you said that, not me. Other baseball games today around the area. Lincolnwood travels to Carlinville. Staunton will be at Civic Memorial. That's a doubleheader. And then Morrisonville is at Bunker Hill. And Meridian is at Pena today. In softball action yesterday, Hillsborough defeated Litchfield 10-2. So that really was one of the classic Panther topper days yesterday at the complex.
Yeah, like I said, it was the park was full. And it was kind of neat to see all the people there on a nice afternoon enjoying, you know, Mother Nature and enjoying some activities at the park.
It was the pitchers' duel at Carlinville yesterday as Carlinville defeated Greenville 11-10 at Loveless. Southwestern got past Staunton 6-2, and Rochester, they put it on Morrisonville 18-1. So the baseball games have been tight. The softball games, not so much.
Kind of all over the place, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had some close games, and we've had some games where almost 40 runs have been scored. It's early in the season. And you know, the thing of it is, last year, and you know, we tend to think about the year before and compare stuff. A lot of these teams had 15 games in by now.
Yeah. Well, last
you know, it was unbelievable last year they played for three straight weeks from the middle of March before they ever had a rain out.
And we was having temperatures up in the 70 and 80 degrees back in March last year.
There was a lot of teams this week who played every day.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's probably one of the things, you know, Litchfield faced this. I think they had four games in 5 days or something similar to that. So, you know, and we've talked about it before, how late in the season, if you have a lot of rain and you get backed up on your conference games, of course, the South Central Conference specifically builds in some conference rain dates. And all of a sudden, you go for maybe a week, 10 days, and having one or two or no games.
Right.
And all of a sudden you've got, you know, a couple of doubleheaders to make up conference game. You've got 7 games in 5 days, and, you know, you're short of arms.
You guys, on the softball scene, I don't know what your opinion will be. It's always dangerous to make a wide generalization, but it seems to me the last few years, the offenses in softball have really picked up. I mean, it used to be where a softball game would be 1-0, 3-2, just pitchers' duels all over the place, get a couple slap singles, steal a bag, get a run early. But we seem to see a lot of double-digit run games in softball now.
I see two things. Number one, they moved the pitcher's plate back 3 feet to 43 feet, which probably helped a lot. But I think as much as anything else, a lot more of these young ladies are involved in getting into the batting cages year-round, basically. And they're seeing pitches, and they're hitting, and well, we know for a fact that there are some indoor games in the wintertime. So I think you've got a little more dedication a lot of times to the sport. So.
And I think for the young ladies also, Terry, strengthening programs mm-hmm. have come into it, and they're just stronger.
They're better
stronger
athletes.
Just better athletes.
Better athletes.
Right.
So.
We see this on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And that's great. You know, it's good for competition.
Well, and I'm an old style guy, I guess. I like, for me, baseball and softball should be 1-0, 2-1, something right. like that. You know, the games that are 13-4 or 13-12 or something like that, sometimes I kind of scratch my head and go, wow. But, you know, that's just the nature of the beast anymore. Major League Baseball's gone to, you know, trying to provide more offense. And you know, one of these days the DH is going to be in the National League.
It's going to happen.
It's been around for 40 years now. It's going to happen. It's going to be in the National League one of these days. Just get it done, bud.
Well, and with there being an interleague game every day now, yeah. with the leagues having 15 teams each, it really needs to happen.
It really should
sooner
happen.
Than later.
Yeah,
if you're going to have interleague, that's where it should
and
be.
And I bet within the next year or two it will happen.
Oh, I yeah. agree.
You know, and probably the one of the proponents behind it will be probably Tony La Russa. He'll probably have some input.
Well,
he's up there.
He's probably he's rumored to have a big hand in what's going on. But I can remember one time, guys, when we was playing and I was playing the outfield, and the guy hollered over the fence at me and he said, "Hey, son, what's the score?" And I said, 21-0. He said, "Winning or losing?" I said, "No, we're losing." He said, "Isn't it about time to throw in the towel?" And I said, "No, we haven't batted yet." So, you know, there's always hope.
Now, this is a serious question I want to ask you, Uncle Ralph. Back when you were playing, did they have the 10-run mercy rule?
No.
You played all the way through?
Yeah.
No matter what.
If you got beat 20-0, you got beat 20-0.
Should have got him out.
Yeah, should have got him out. Should have had a better pitcher.
Right.
No, it's the game has changed. But as someone on the radio pointed out yesterday, that if you compare baseball to the other professional sports, in some areas baseball has kind of drug their feet.
Yeah.
As far as moving forward with technology and stuff.
Yeah, technology-wise, they have kind of drug their feet. But I tell you one area, and who would have thought this 10 years ago, baseball all of a sudden is now leading the way in the performance-enhancing drug testing.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that?
Which they needed to do.
Oh, they needed to do it big time. So they've actually got the blood testing for HGH in play this year.
Yeah, Congress will not be able to come back and point a finger at him about this. And, you know, now Congress is turning its attention to other professional sports, football in particular, which seem to have a myriad of problems now to deal with.
They do. So.
And we all grin. We've all been guilty of it. We all grin and kind of poke fingers once in a while at Bud Selig, but he's done some positive things too.
Oh, he's grown the game of baseball substantially since he's been in control. Remember, the wild card was his idea.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how much more exciting Major League Baseball is now with the advent of the wild card.
Well,
not the second wild card. Right. That makes it good, but the first wild card back in the mid '90s.
Right. And he's always operated from the standpoint of an owner.
Yeah.
You know, he had that background. And so he had a vested interest in it. And, you know, as much as we give Bud some you know, gruff once in a while, he has done an awful lot. And who would have thought that there would have been a labor peace this long in Major League Baseball, and that, you know, in spite of the economy in recent years, ratings are up, attendance is up again, and baseball is alive and well. And not only in America, but around the world.
And maybe it's just by default because Bettman in the NHL and Goodell in the NFL are such morons, but Bud Selig is the best commissioner in professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have said that 10 years ago?
Well, I guess we just didn't give him a chance.
Well, he got his chance.
I have to plead guilty on that.
Yeah.
So,
he's done a good job.
Yes. And now, really, the two things he has to deal with next, the DH getting it in both leagues, and probably the additional use of technology. And baseball should take the lead from this standpoint, that any defensive play can be a big play, not whether it's just, you know, checking home runs or fair or foul. If there's a trap or whatever, if you're going to use technology, use technology. Don't restrict it to just certain aspects of the game, because a diving catch that you think is a catch, you know, in the third inning, that may not be a catch, is a blown call and is not good. So use what if you're going to use it, use it.
Well, and you've always said, Terry, mainly for basketball, that, you know, a missed free throw in the first quarter, just as vital as a missed free throw in the fourth quarter, or a call in the first, just as important as a call in the fourth. And you're right. A trapped ball in the second inning, who knows, that might, if it's the third out of the inning, it might lead to three or four runs.
Sure. If you have the bases loaded, that guy, you know, comes up and traps the ball but convinces everybody it's a catch, inning's over, where it probably might have cleared the bases. or at least driven in one run. So, don't, if you're going to use it to the best of your ability. Don't be picking around saying, because that home run is not any more important than that diving catch. Yeah.
Have you guys seen that awful, I guess it's a PSA for sportsmanship that they run on TV during some of these sporting events? It's like, it's supposed to be a high school basketball game, and the ref, quote-unquote, missed the call.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy on the other team, is in the huddle, they're getting ready to inbound it, and he's like, "Coach, I touched it." And then he goes out and he tells the ref, and he's supposed to be like this big hero because he did the right thing. Give me a break. Give me a break. If anything, if I'm a referee, that would agitate me. What, you trying to show me up? Trying to embarrass me? I made the call. Just play.
Yeah. Well.
But see, that my point being, I guess, in baseball, when you dive and trap it and come up and selling it, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's not cheating. That's just called selling the play.
And Albert Pujols, among many other first basemen, have learned to make that catch and get their foot off the base before the ball's ever there.
Oh, that's right.
And they've convinced the umpires that it's an out.
That's right.
And, and it's all selling.
You got to sell it.
In fact, that was called yesterday in the Giants-Cardinals game.
What was
They called...
they called Craig off the
Craig
bag.
Off the
on a double play.
Yeah.
Said he stepped off the bag before he had the ball.
And that's the beauty of baseball, right? The Cardinals' last two games. You lose 10-9 in 16 innings.
Yeah.
And then lose 1-0 in what was just a great ball game yesterday in San Francisco.
Well, Zito kind of seems to have the Redbirds' number.
He's kind of the West Coast Bud Norris.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a soft tossing lefty.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that before. Just for whatever reason, over the history of the Cardinals, doesn't matter who's on the team or who the soft tossing lefty is, they give the Cardinals problems.
Oh, yeah. Give them fits.
There's no rhyme or reason for it.
And I'm wondering, do the soft tossing lefties give the lower division, the lower echelon teams in each division, problems like that? I probably, somebody's got a stat somewhere about
it. Someone's hitting Barry Zito.
Yeah.
It's just not the Cardinals.
Yeah,
someone's doing it. Someone's hitting Bud Norris because his numbers are awful. But when he plays the Cardinals, he turns into Cy Young. I don't know what it is.
Yep.
Hey, one more high school score to pass along before we get to our first break. In girls soccer yesterday, Litchfield defeated East Altona Wood River 8-0. In girls soccer, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, we'll take a break. Back with more sports after this.
This Jim Miller with Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your spring finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name and with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all of your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you, with 4 locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Business on the web at securitynb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So, when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. April showers bring Mayflowers, as well as leaky, wet, and musty basements and crawl spaces. Midwest Basement Tech has a permanent guaranteed solution. If it's leaking, cracking, buckling, or sinking, there's only one place to call. Midwest Basement Tech at 1-800-848-9805. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years with local service techs and free estimates. Don't make a mistake with your home's foundation repairs. Call now 1-800-848-9805 or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons.
Radar weather brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. Breezy today, scattered rain with a high of 73. Expecting winds out of the south up to 40 miles per hour by this afternoon. 30% chance of rain tonight, low 50. 40% shot at some rain tomorrow with a high of 73. 70% chance of rain Sunday night, low 58. And more rain in the forecast for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And with the warmer temperatures, you know what that means. We're going to be mowing grass here pretty quick. Right now at the Weather Center, 57 degrees. This update brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. As Sports Saturday rolls on this Saturday morning, back to Tim Mize and Uncle Ralph.
Terry Tote, thank you very much. And coming up tonight, the national semifinals for college basketball get underway as the Final Four is in Atlanta this year. Louisville takes on Wichita State in national semi number one, and then Michigan will battle Syracuse in national semifinal number two. And guys, I don't know about you, but me personally, I am sick of hearing about Kevin Ware and his broken leg. This thing has been ran into the ground. You've got a great Cinderella story in Wichita State. You've heard nothing about it. You've got a kid on Louisville, Russ Smith, who has had really one of the most dominating tournaments that I can remember in recent memory. He can't be stopped. He gets to the rim at will. You've heard nothing about him. Michigan's been great all year. They got the National Player of the Year in Trey Burke. Nothing. It's all about this guy who broke his leg. Now, I know it was a story. It was a story at first, and it was a terrible, terrible injury. But why has that become the national focus of the Final Four?
Sensationalism.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Sensationalism. It's a tragic story, and the media have used it to the fullest.
But Wichita State, that's the best thing for Wichita State.
That's
well,
true.
Yeah.
Because if that wasn't the story with Kevin Ware, Wichita State would have been the headline.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe then Louisville would have been able to use that to say, hey, we're the best team in the country,
yeah.
And they're talking about Wichita State, so maybe it'll work the other way.
You know, what would happen? Mm-hmm. What would happen tonight if Wichita State win?
Oh, I would love it.
Would this country go nuts?
They're
true
flying.
Cinderella right there.
Cinderella right there.
And their name is the Shockers.
The
don't figure.
Yeah, they're flying under the radar, and that's good.
That's just the way they
Well, they're not flying under the radar right now, but they just don't have that spotlight on them.
Well, no.
As they would have if Ware had not broken his leg.
Right. I mean, they've beaten Gonzaga,
yeah.
Who finished the year number one in the poll. They beat Ohio State, who, I mean, under Thad Matta, they've been one of the most consistently tough programs in the country.
And that's a team you have to grind it out against, Ohio State.
And you look at the matchup between Wichita State and Louisville, and you just look at it and think, well, they got no chance.
Yeah.
They've got no chance. But that's why the tournament is a beautiful thing, because you've always got a chance.
But Russ Smith.
Oh.
That guy's been – and Siva.
Yeah, I mean, that's – what a dominating backcourt.
Oh, my gosh.
I was dead wrong about Louisville. I think at the start of the tournament, I think I called them overrated. They won't make it out of the first weekend. I missed that one slightly. But Louisville, they did not look – I saw them play a couple times during the regular season. They were not this good.
Well, they were not this consistent.
Right.
They were not consistent for the whole game. They would have spurts, and then they'd let down. And you know, by the time tournament rolls around, Patino, that guy just gets his team ready. You know,
well, he's a great coach.
And if you're a good coach, and certainly Rick Pitino is, this is what you do. You have your guys ready to play when it comes tournament time. You know, during the season, you lose a game here and there, but when it comes tournament time, hey, you lose, you go home. And he has his athletes. You got to give him credit for that. He has his athletes ready to run.
By the way, Rick Pitino's son, Richard, is taking over for Alfred at New Mexico.
Tubby Smith at Minnesota.
Tubby Smith at Minnesota, rather.
How about that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And, Steve Alford going to UCLA.
Yeah. Has to pay New Mexico $1 million to get out of the contract.
After he had just signed. He hadn't technically signed the contract, but he had signed the offer sheet, I guess.
Chump change.
For a 10-year extension in New Mexico.
So you have to sign an offer sheet in order to sign the contract.
Something like that. Tell you what, though, Steve Alford, you better not lose to Harvard when you're at UCLA, or you won't be there long. I don't get what the obsession is with Steve Alford. He was a great player, but what's he really done as a coach in the tournament? And that's at UCLA. Remember?
Oh, that's
they only hang national championship banners. Ben Howland got to 3 Final Fours, and they fired him.
Yeah.
Steve Alford can't even get out of the first round of the tournament. So I just don't understand what the big deal is with Steve Alford. I don't get it.
I don't either.
You know, he got ran out of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New Mexico. The last 3 or 4 years on Bracket Sunday or whatever it is. You know, you always
Selection
hear about
Sunday.
New Mexico Selection Sunday. That was it.
Yeah.
You always hear about Steve Alford, New Mexico. Watch out for them. They lose in the first round every year.
I don't know. There are certain coaches that just have that knack, so to speak. And he's one of them.
And then, of course, USC, the crosstown rivals of UCLA, hires the Tim Infield guy from Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
So, to me, just on paper, USC is going to be a lot more exciting than UCLA. And wouldn't it be funny if USC started getting all the athletes out of L.A. because of the style they play? We've talked about it with John Gross in the Illini.
Perfect
before.
Example.
Just the style of play. That makes a big difference for kids today. And they want to get up and down the floor.
Yeah. And the pipeline to Chicago has opened up now for Illinois, I think, especially with the acquisition of the two kids from Simeon High School. And, you know, like the pipeline used to be open from Peoria, it's now open from Chicago. And as long as Gross has access to Chicagoland kids,
that's right.
CPL players, you know, the public league players, Illinois is going to do okay.
And that was always the biggest knock on Bruce Weber. He couldn't get those Chicago kids because the style just wasn't appealing to them. Yeah. But with Gross, I mean, the way they play, it is a lot of fun to watch. And a team that couldn't even make the NIT last year, the same kids were really one shot away from being in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. Just because of a different style.
Just a different style. And that type of style, it works in the tournament.
And now you get Gross's guys in there. And then, you know, how good could this program get?
Yeah. I mean, what a great season the Illini had. I mean, it was a fabulous season. That, you know, they had the great start, a little shaky in the middle, but they rebounded, ended up having a strong finish to the year. And you could just tell that those kids played with confidence. They weren't afraid. And this is the most important thing that a shooter can have, knowing that you can shoot it, miss it, and not get taken out and or yelled at. I mean, there were Tyler Griffey, you know, Brandon Paul.
There were times they were awful.
They were awful. You know, couldn't throw the ball in the ocean from the beach, but they kept shooting because they knew that's what the coach wanted them to do. Mm-hmm. They were more likely to get taken out for passing up an open shot than missing an open shot. Yeah. And when you've got that type, when your coach has that type of belief in you, as a player, I mean, that you can't put a value on that.
Yeah, and we got Illinois has got to find if they're going to be competitive, not only in the Big Ten but throughout, they've got to find a good inside big man.
Yeah,
got to have a big man. To be competitive today, you got to have him.
They haven't really had one since James Augustine.
Yeah, no,
and he really wasn't that big,
but he was tough.
No, but he played a lot bigger than what he was.
Big Ten tough.
Yeah, he was Big Ten tough. Yeah.
But you got to have that if you're going to be competitive.
But you know, Ralph, there just aren't that many guys out there.
No.
When you look at these McDonald All-American games, where are the post players?
Right. Well, the game has changed in that regard. You even look at the NBA. Yeah. You don't see those back-to-the-basket 7-foot centers anymore. You know, the guys who are 7-foot, like the Dirk Nowitzkis of the world, you know, they can shoot. They want to play on the perimeter.
Yeah.
So, the game has changed in that regard, but you know, you look at a team like Michigan
to be able to pound the ball inside,
right.
And, you know, and make the defense work. That's the whole point of the post play is making the defense work so you can get that open shot. You know, the in out inside outside game.
Look at a team like Michigan with that Mitch McGarry kid, that freshman.
Yeah.
That dude is a Big Ten post player.
If this kid doesn't go pro, in the next year or so. He's nuts.
He might leave after this year because from what all the quote-unquote experts say, it's a historically weak NBA draft. Wow. So it's maybe some kids who would have come back normally, they might have to go just because financially it makes sense.
Yeah. One thing that's looked over a little bit, to me, in my opinion, about the big guy is, he's inside and he can score inside, but he also keeps the opposition honest inside. Keeps them from getting them little chip shots right under the basket.
Like that Jang for Louisville, that dude, he blocks every single shot that comes in there.
Yeah, he just slaps it away.
Game changer.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's a big asset.
It'd be interesting to see how Wichita State attacks him tonight. Because no matter who the shot blocker is, you got to go right at the shot blocker.
Yeah.
You know, you start fading away, going in soft, that's what they want. You got to go right into the body. Try to draw fouls on him.
I think that's the whole key. That's the only shot they've got.
Yeah,
is to go take it right at the big guy. So, and of course they're going to have to shoot well, take care of the basketball against a team like Louisville. But I think that's just kind of standard fare for this level when you're in the Final Four. You got to take care of the basketball.
Yes, and I just wonder how many times Kevin Ware will get shown on the bench tonight. Quite a few. And you see that. I guess Adidas in Louisville, they started selling these Rise to the Occasion shirts. Like, all the teams have been wearing the Rise to the Occasion. And they replaced the S in Rise with the number 5, which was Ware's number, and put a 5 on the back, and they were selling them. You got to be kidding me. You don't make enough money. You got to make money off of a kid whose bone was sticking out of his leg.
Tim, it's called capitalism.
And I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with that if the kid was getting the money.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
but that, you know, that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother
can of worms.
But they are getting the money. They're getting scholarships.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's my point to that. I always hear that argument, and that's the argument.
Well, yeah, but go ahead.
Think about this, though. When they get, sure, they get a full ride scholarship, they can't get a job to have spending money because basketball right. is their job. If a student gets a full academic ride, they're getting every cent paid for. They can get a job.
Yes.
Outside of school yes. to have their spending money. These college athletes don't have time to mm-hmm. get a job. So, to me, I never liked the argument, well, they're getting their school paid for.
And you're exactly right. That was the second caveat yeah. in that mix, yes.
But that's what they always say. Well, they're getting their school paid for. They are. But they don't have time. Where's their spending money? How are they supposed to eat?
Very, very few academics get the chance to make the big money like the superstar athletes do.
No, that's true.
And that's part of the balancing act there.
But as more money is being made off these kids, you know, you got the video games yeah. now. Sure, their names aren't there, but everybody knows,
yeah.
you know, their number, who it is, all the jerseys that get sold. The universities get rich off these kids.
Sure.
And they get nothing? Yeah, I know they get their free education, but where's how are they supposed to live? You know,
well,
I remember being in college. You got to have a job if you want to have fun.
Well, you can only eat so much mac and cheese.
You can only eat so much mac and cheese and ramen noodles. Oh, my goodness.
So was that an everyday meal, Tim?
Pretty much.
Pretty much? Yeah.
Pretty much. I lived on ramen. Ramen in 30 packs. That's how I got through college.
One of these days, we're going to have to get into college days.
Oh, man. I've always said people who say that high school were the best years of their life never went to a four-year university.
Well, I never went to a four-year university.
But you left home.
But
I guess I should
have
never left home to go to college. You leave home and go to college. Those
great experience.
Are good times.
Oh, great experience.
Those are good times.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you've never been away from home.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just got to make sure you graduate.
Yep. That's right.
Don't have too much fun.
Finish what you started.
Finish what you started.
That's very, very important.
That's exactly right. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Back with more after these messages.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Half-gallon cartons of strawberry and vanilla ice cream from Prairie Farms Dairy, perfect for birthday parties, outdoor gatherings, or for your own cool refreshment during the warm days of spring and the hot days of summer. It's sure to be a hit. Look for Prairie Farms half-gallons of strawberry and vanilla ice cream in your local grocer's freezer. And taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms. There are those who go to work in a factory, those who sit in an office from 9 to 5, those who travel to a construction site, and then there are those who wake before dawn, spend their entire day in a field, put their blood, sweat, and tears into their job, and finish the work week long after 40 hours have passed. To the farmers of America, we salute you. This message is brought to you by Teamwork Rehab, getting you back in the game, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Don't forget Cardinal baseball this afternoon. In fact, Cardinals are on the radio today, tomorrow, and again on Monday. Redbirds coverage begins at 2:10 today, 2:40 on Sunday, 1:40 as the home opener on Monday on WSMI AM 1540.
And we're going to get into some Cardinal conversation coming up in a moment here on Sports Saturday. But guys, let's finish up our thoughts on the college basketball season. We were talking about Kevin Ware and how that's kind of overshadowed the Final Four. Another thing that's really overshadowed the Final Four is the debacle at Rutgers University. Oh, my goodness. What a mess that has turned into. The AD got fired yesterday, and to me, the president has to be next. Like, I saw some of this guy's press conference yesterday, and he has what they in the legal profession like to call plausible deniability. I didn't see the tape at the time. If I had seen it, I would have fired him then. Well, you should be fired for just saying that. You know, if your AD comes to you as the president of a university, says we're going to suspend our basketball coach, who is really probably the only employee of Rutgers University that anyone in the state of New Jersey knows. You know, they don't know the biology teacher. They don't know the English
professor.
Well,
that's a valid point.
You know, the basketball coach is a very visible position. We're going to suspend him, and we're going to fine him because of what happened on this videotape. How do you not say, let me look at the videotape?
I don't know.
How does that happen?
I don't know. So it's kind of not at the level of the Penn State issue, but certainly a Penn State type issue.
Well, it goes to just lack of control from the quote-unquote leaders of these institutions of higher learning. You know, how do you, as a president, not say, I better see this tape. Why do you think you need to suspend him 3 games and fine him like $50,000? Better look at the videotape.
The buck stops here.
That's exactly
right. And the powers that be should take control and investigate this thing when it happens. You know, if it's going to, it may cost you in the short term, but in the long run, it'll keep things in perspective. So I don't know, but it's a mess.
It's a mess.
Big mess.
If you haven't seen the video, and I think most people probably have seen it,
It's pretty raw.
And to me, the language so much didn't bother me. Obviously, the homophobic slurs can't. I mean, that's completely unacceptable. Coaches have been cussing at players since sports was invented. I mean, that's nothing new. But the physical contact, you can't rifle basketball players at kids' heads. You just can't do it.
Well, not necessarily a big-time basketball program at Rutgers, but a big school.
Right. And that's the thing, Uncle Ralph. They were terrible.
Yeah.
You know, all the things this guy's doing, the basketball team stunk.
Yeah. But as I say, Rutgers is a big university, so therefore, even more of a news event, I guess. But I imagine the people at Penn State are saying thank you. Thank you very much.
I would imagine. So, and, when I first saw this story, my first thought, obviously, as a lot of people's probably went to, was Bobby Knight. You know, it was very Bobby Knight-esque, that old school mentality. But if the thing Bobby Knight did was win. You know, if Bobby Knight hadn't won like he had won.
Oh, yeah, he'd been gone.
He would have been gone just like that. So, if you're Mike Rice, the basketball or former basketball coach at Rutgers, and you're going to act like that and conduct yourself like that, you better win.
Yeah.
And they did not win. And then, of course, he had his standard tearful apology out in his driveway. And me personally, I'm sick of these forced apologies. I would have more respect for the dude if he just came out and said, I'm sorry that I got caught. I'm sorry that somebody secretly videotaped my practice and saw what I was doing. Because he's not sorry for what he did. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been doing it all those years. He's just sorry that he got caught, got fired, and basically has ruined his career. That's what he's sorry about. Yeah, apologize for that.
He may get a janitor at one of the schools job, but he won't get a coaching job.
Oh, no.
Or he shouldn't.
Right. And, I've heard some people suggest, well, the players should have fought back, should have done something. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. When you're on a full-ride athletic scholarship, just think about it. If a player would have thrown a ball back at him or pushed him, they would have got kicked off the team. And the story would have been that this thug player attacked his coach. That would have been the narrative. The player would have been the bad guy. No one would have believed that the coach was doing these types of things to the players. Because when you're on a full-ride athletic scholarship, you're at the mercy of the coach. Coach say, player do. That's the way it works. So, from the player perspective, they really had nowhere to go. They couldn't do anything. You basically just had to take it.
And I'm sure there's going to be, as you said, more repercussions out of this. It's not done yet.
No, it is not done yet. And the interesting thing is, of course, Rutgers is coming in to the Big Ten in a couple of years, And if I'm the Big Ten, I'm thinking, you know what? And maybe we don't need these guys. They stink. Their football team stinks. Their basketball team stinks.
Well,
at least it
gives Illinois a chance to win a game.
In football.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes. Yeah. Illinois will no longer be the worst.
Illinois, Indiana, it gives them a chance to maybe go have one or two wins.
Although I still have a feeling Rutgers will beat Illinois in football.
Just
have a feeling.
But the only
reason Rutgers is coming into the Big Ten is because of the New York TV market.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, it's not
athletically,
it's not because
they're nothing.
Of the school.
They're nothing.
No. No.
And they won't be anything.
M-O-N-E-Y.
They're going to get crushed in the Big Ten in basketball. Just crushed.
They're going to kind of be like
ask Nebraska how things are going.
Yeah, it'll be like Missouri football in the SEC. It won't end well.
Ask Nebraska how things have gone in the Big Ten.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they thought they was pretty tough. Missouri thought they was pretty tough, but they went to the Southeastern Conference, and I think they ended up 2-6.
Yeah. Not so good.
No.
All right, so Final Four tonight, before we take a break. Who do you got playing for the national title on Monday, Uncle Ralph?
Syracuse and Michigan.
Well, they're playing in the
same. No, they're playing Syracuse and Louisville.
And Louisville. T?
Michigan and Louisville.
Michigan. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards, is Michigan and Louisville.
I think it'd be a great matchup.
Yeah, I think it would be too. I would love.
Because you got a couple of big guys.
Probably the two best teams playing the best right now, Louisville and Michigan. I would love to see Wichita State in there, but I just can't see it. And I have no interest in seeing Louisville and Syracuse play for the title. If they play for the title, I probably won't even watch it. I have no interest in watching that.
Syracuse, I just don't like their coach. I think the guy's a whiner. I think he whines about anything and everything.
That's only because he does.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't impress me.
I just think.
Now, obviously, he's had success, but I just personally don't like the guy. He kind of rubs me the wrong way.
But see, he's one of these coaches. And if you win one national title, I mean, I guess that's enough. But for as many regular season games as he's won and all the press he gets, he should have won more titles.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well. There again, gentlemen, you talk about, Tim, you talk about the press he gets. Where is Syracuse located?
New York.
That says it all. But I just don't know whether anybody can handle that. You know, if you play a zone defense, you better play it well.
And they play it well, though.
They play it very well.
And you know, the one team that could be very disruptive to Louisville.
Syracuse. Yeah. But see, they've seen that zone more than the other teams being in the same conference. So that could be maybe the great equalizer. But just to me, it looks like Louisville's tournament to lose. After seeing them in person last week, that press is just—it's awesome.
Well, it's awesome. And they've got two guards.
Yes.
Yeah.
That are giddy up and go guys.
And you got guards. You got a chance.
You got a chance.
And they got Rick Pitino.
And wouldn't it be kind of neat to see him win at Kentucky? And then win at Louisville.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Kentucky won it last year. Now their rivals from Louisville might win it.
Kentucky would have won it last year, and then all their guys went to the NBA.
Uh-oh. You know, Kentucky will have an interesting situation, I think, next year, because Calipari's model has been get guys for 1 year and they leave. But they were so disappointing this year. A lot of these guys might wind up coming back.
Yeah.
But he's got all these other freshmen coming in, so could be an interesting juggling act. For Kentucky next year.
Well, it's a good kind of problem to have.
A lot of coaches would take that, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
I've got too many McDonald's All-Americans on my team.
I've got seven All-Americans. What am I going to do?
Why don't some of you guys go to the NBA?
Yeah, that's right. Just leave now.
Don't you guys know you'll make more money in the NBA?
Barely.
Barely.
Although, if you play football in Auburn, you're probably doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That was another. You know, college athletics are just kind of falling apart. Although, it's not really
a surprise.
What'd
you say about the NCAA?
That they're a joke,
You
know, they'll bust you for selling your memorabilia like they did with Ohio State. But hey, if you want to change grades of players and you know give them some cash to keep them in school, no big deal. But if you think about getting a free meal or a free pair of sneakers, we're gonna bring the hammer down on you.
Or a new pair of socks.
Yeah, the NCAA is the classic example of worrying about things that don't matter. You know, they stop
lack. Of common sense.
Like, in the real world, they're really good at stopping the misdemeanors.
Yeah.
It's the felonies that seem to always get by them. How do you miss the felonies?
It's like the Keystone Cops.
That's exactly right. Oh, we need one more break here on Sports Saturday. We're back after this.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
If you're a farmer in ag business, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. This is Jim Miller with Security National Bank. I'm experienced in ag lending and ready to serve all the needs of your farming operation, including purchasing farmland, livestock, equipment, and more. Stop by and see me today for all of your ag needs and ask about our competitive rates. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeyne, Irving, and Fillmore. Visit us on the web at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Radar weather brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Breezy today, some scattered showers possible. We'll have winds out of the south gusting up to 40 miles per hour later today. Today's high should be about 73. Then a chance of rain in the forecast for tonight. In fact, that chance of rain sticks with us all the way through Thursday. Temperatures will be relatively mild with highs in the 70s all the way through Tuesday, mid-60s on Wednesday. Right now, 59 degrees. This update brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest as we roll back in to Sports Saturday on this Saturday, April the 6th. Back to Tim and Uncle Ralph.
Terry, thank you very much. Cardinal baseball coming up this afternoon live at 2:10 from San Francisco on AM 1540. And
Donnie Downs called just moments ago, Double D.
Uh-oh.
He said the Reds are in first place. I said, yeah, I know.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
I said, enjoy it. Well, you can.
Yeah.
But the Reds are a great regular season team.
Yeah.
It's those pesky postseason series that seem to get him in trouble.
Anyway, Donnie said, good turnout last night. They expect to make more than $2,500, which is what they made last year
awesome.
At the Cancer Awareness Baseball Softball Game. So it was the second year of the Cancer Awareness Baseball Softball
and,
Game.
Who could they have for a competition to two teams to put on the field in Hillsborough Litchfield?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And I was going to say a while ago, guys, we watch Hillsborough and Litchfield play, but one thing I have always said about the Hillsborough and Litchfield athletes, fans, and whatever, they go to the game and they root their team on, but they do it good-naturedly.
It's civil, isn't it?
It's not vicious. It's just good, clean sportsmanship, and that's great to see.
Yeah.
Well, they know each other.
Well, yeah, like the back of their hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You always say the Hillsborough boys go to Litchfield to find a girlfriend, so, you know.
You wouldn't know anything about that, though, would you, Uncle Ralph?
No, I wouldn't. No. Of course, back when I was a kid, it was a long walk to Litchfield.
How long did it take you there? A couple days?
Yeah, and if you rode your horse over there, he'd probably get loose and go home, so he had to walk home anyhow, you know.
I have no idea how to transition away from that, so
there
we'll just
no
simply
smooth
say
yeah, well, we
that
just...
the Cardinals coming up today, 2:10 on AM 1540, and guys, we're off to a 1-3 start. The season's over. It's over.
Well, to
four
many
games and
to some Cardinal fans, but gee, they forgot about the other 158 games.
Oh yeah, those. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is what I would say for people who maybe are concerned about the Cardinals. I've actually heard I'm surprised that I've heard so many people concerned. Remember, the Cardinals, the players, have not been home since late January.
Yeah.
It was a long spring training because of the World Baseball Classic. And then from spring training right to the West Coast, they go to play two good clubs, Arizona and the defending champion San Francisco Giants. So, to me, once the Cardinals get home, get settled back in, you know, see their families, sleep in their own bed, they're people.
Yeah.
You know, think about when you're on the road for 6 weeks. See how you feel.
And make no mistake about it, they're playing one of the best teams in baseball Giants are, they've put together a good ball club, and, they're kind of like the Cardinals. They got a guy behind home plate that's a tremendous ball player, and he kind of anchors that whole team. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go back a few years, and the Giants were kind of the not fun team to watch or to root for, but you kind of have to root for the Giants a little bit.
They play the game the right way.
They are fun. They're fundamentally sound. They're a fun team to watch. They play the game hard. They're kind of like the Cardinals version of the West Coast, you know. Yep. And, yeah, I don't begrudge the Giants'
success.
They've
got one of the most beautiful ballparks in all of baseball.
Yeah.
That's a great venue out there.
Yeah, Shannon guys was talking about that yesterday. What a job they have done marketing the Giants in San Francisco with this ballpark and stuff.
Just watching it on TV, it's beautiful.
I mean, it is.
You can just tell
it's
gorgeous.
And where it sets.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Did they finally break the sellout record?
They had standing room only yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They usually sell out.
It seems to be sold out every time I see a game there.
Yeah. Noisy, too. I mean, fans will love it.
Great venue.
You know, the Cardinal fans are loyal, and they can be noisy when they're winning. But a lot of times, Cardinal fans are pretty quiet
when
they're not winning.
Yeah.
And Giants fans are noisy no matter what.
Now, that's the thing about, and Tim, you've been there, that's the thing about going to Wrigley Field. It can be a sixth or seventh inning, and if you walked in and the Cubs was behind 10-0, you'd think they was winning because the fans are just
There's always a buzz.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's actually changed a little bit.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, the last few years, you know. Well, that goes back to the probably the Bartman year and then the first couple years of Lou Piniella when they were in the playoffs. Yeah. They don't like to be the lovable losers anymore. They're ready to win.
Yeah, they're wanting to win.
Ready to win. And they're on their way. I mean.
And I tell you what, when they start winning, they're probably going to win for a long time.
Yeah, because
they're going to have their, like the Cardinals have done with their lower level. They're going to have that thing rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
Their lower, you know, the minor league system is going to be rebuilt, and it's going to be stocked, and they're going to have scouts out there, and the Cubs are poised for success. It's just not now.
And it's and they've got some pieces of the puzzle on the diamond now, though, that are going to be leaders like this Castro.
I disagree. I think
there's
not a player on that team right now that will ever be part of a team that will be considered a championship-level team. I do not think there'll be anybody.
I disagree. I think that Anthony Rizzo will be. That young first baseman of theirs. I think he might wind up being
the only cornerstone.
Now, Starlin Castro, great ball player, but he just, you know, he kind of reminds me of, not necessarily talent-wise, but just kind of makeup, because you guys know, at the big league level, for a winning club, it's more about the mental makeup than anything else. Starlin Castro reminds me of Colby Rasmus. A lot of talent, but can he really be trusted to be a cornerstone on a championship club? I don't know. He's a great player, but I don't know if I would trust him to be one of my leaders.
He's certainly a great player.
Great player. A lot of talent.
Heard a couple of the people who follow the Cubs on a regular basis talking, and they were both convinced that Castro is going to have a miserable year this year. Hmm. It's just they just see that they're not sure that he's worked that hard, and they're really wondering about his commitment. And you know,
in fact, the
comment was made by one of these guys that follow him on a regular basis, says they wouldn't be surprised if he was not part of the Cubs by July 31st.
Wow! Hmm. And when you play a game every day,
be good.
You gotta want it. You got to want it. And if you're just kind of there to collect your paycheck, it's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, sooner or later it will.
Yeah.
You betcha.
You're right. Rizzo is a heck of a ball player. But I think when the Cubs start wheeling and dealing, they're going to be wheeling and dealing big time. And just wait till the trade deadline gets close this year.
Yeah.
Man.
And they've got some, as I always say, they got some M-O-N-E-Y to do that with now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you mentioned Double D called and likes the fact that his Reds are in first place.
Yeah.
They crushed Washington last night. 15-0. But, of course, they've got a big injury with Ryan Ludwig being out for a good long while. Hurt himself sliding head first. And I always liked to slide head first when I was playing ball. But if you go feet first with your spikes up, they'll get out of the way.
Well, never had that experience. I never got on base.
You don't.
I'm glad.
Very rarely do you get hurt sliding feet first. You see a lot of injuries head first.
I'm glad that you explained that, Tim. I've always had some wondering in the back of my mind, just what's wrong with that guy?
But it's kind of like this.
Always head first.
It's kind of like people who slide into first. What a stupid thing to do, as proven by Mythbusters. You can't get to first base faster by sliding.
Well,
no.
You can't. If you got there faster, wouldn't Usain Bolt be diving across the finish line?
Yes. Skippy Schumacher used to drive me insane.
An umpire, it's
he's out automatically.
Yeah, automatically.
He's gone.
Even if he's safe,
he's
he
gone.
Looks out.
It just looks wrong.
It does. it's not appealing to the eye.
I mean, there might be one in 1 million opportunities that you have to dive into to avoid a tag or something like that. But other than that, there's just no reason. Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, I'm not.
And that's the only base you can overrun.
Exactly. The only reason you slide into second and third is because you can't overrun the base. You got to slide to slow down.
Yeah.
Drives me insane.
And if you slide head first and you root your head along the ground, well, you slowly slows you down.
Those are some of the great bloopers, though, for Major League Baseball. You get the dirt a little too tacky, and you go to slide. Next thing you know, your face is breaking your fall.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me, Mr. Dirt.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
We will have the Cardinals coming up today at 2:10 on AM 1540. Tomorrow at 2:40, and then on Monday, always one of the greatest days of the year in the St. Louis area. Yeah. Opening day at Busch Stadium. Hopefully the rain stays away so the Clydesdales can make their appearance.
They will be there.
We don't want to get
the baseball gods will prevail.
Yes. We got a lot of rain.
If for nothing else, just to let the Clydesdales be there.
That's exactly right. T, what's our high school schedule looking like for next week?
We've got a doubleheader for you on Tuesday. North Mac at Carlinville softball on AM 1540 at 420. Hillsboro Lincolnwood that night on FM 106 at 7:04. So,
all right.
That's what we're looking at.
Sports Saturday is out of time. For T Tote, Uncle Ralph, I am Tim. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois.